Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
Supporters of the 2018 Farm Bill came up short on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives this past Friday. The final vote, 198 in favor, 213 oppose, the Farm Bill failing for now. However, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, changed his vote at the last moment, allowing him to ask for reconsideration of the measure that was asked for. He postponed the vote for now, hoping to get some sort of conversation going with the Freedom Caucus that voted en masse against the measure, those Republican votes that went nay enough to sink the bill. No Democrats supported the measure. Congressman Frank Lucas, past chairman of the House Ag Committee, says seeing the failing vote as he stood on the floor of the House of Representatives was a bit of deja vu.
Absolutely. It brought back flashbacks of 2013. And yes, I was on the floor working to make sure my friends understood how important comprehensive Farm Bill policy was. Was I surprised that a battle between different factions of the Republican conference over an issue not even directly related to the bill on the floor, immigration, would be the topic that would bring it down? I don't know that I was surprised. I was disappointed. Of course, reminiscent of 5 years ago, when the Democrats would not support the 2013 version of the Farm Bill because of the food nutrition amendments that were offered up by some of the very same very staunch conservatives within my own conference. Now, we ultimately overcame that, and Chairman Conaway will ultimately overcome this. I wish we could sometimes just focus on food policy and get away from all the extemporaneous stuff that seems to go on in this environment up here these days.
I guess what some of the irony is that probably a lot of the Freedom Caucus members that were a part of those Republican no votes, they probably they liked for the most part probably the SNAP reform.
Oh, absolutely. There was no complaint on the Republican side generally about the nature of the SNAP reform, which says in essence if you're above 19 or you're under 59, if you're able-bodied, you have no mental or physical illnesses, if no one's dependent on you, then you should, to receive your food stamps, go and receive additional education, training, improve your job skills. And if you don't want to do that, then work 20 hours a week. That's not an unreasonable amount of request, but it meant that no Democrat would vote for the bill today on the floor, just as no Democrat voted for the bill in committee a few weeks ago. Then add on top of that the struggle between the various factions over which version of immigration reform to bring to the floor, which wasn't a part of the bill, and that blew the process up.
Congressman Frank Lucas, you've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.